Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. How are you today? This is Zurian on the Zurian Show, and today we have the special and outstanding honor to have a gentleman of great knowledge, status, and position on the call today. Today we are going to be talking with the co-founder and president of the United States Black Cavalry family, Mr. T.C. Cosley, or Thomas Cosley, and we are fond to know him as T.C. T.C. also was the president of the Buffalo Soldiers Motorcycle Organization, the National Buffalo Soldiers Motorcycle Organization, for a number of years. He was also one of the key components in growing that organization to the massive size that it is today. I believe, as of today, I believe they have about somewhere between 94 and 98 chapters throughout the United States. TC was very fundamental in making the club grow the way that it's grown during the time of his presidency over that club. And he's no longer with the club, but he started another organization, which I'm sure is going to be just as powerful, if not more powerful, you know, is because he's bringing that TC and his, of course, his wife, which is the co-founder, Sonny, or Jan. They're coming in with their way to do things. Jan is the president of Divas for a Cure and is also a very powerful individual and young lady of stature, knowledge, and position. Again, TC is, the man is just awesome. I mean, he's a great orator, you know, a great educator. He's a great rider, great leader. You know, the man is just very gifted, and he's lucky that he's got a very strong partner with him to help him on his way through life. To briefly talk about TC, who we're going to bring on in a few seconds, TC is one of those guys that's kind of done it all, you know, and he's looking to do as much as possible. You know, he said to me one day, we were talking, he said that no man will choose his destiny, that he will make his own destiny as he goes through life. And he means that. You know, I'm sure that many of you have heard me say on many occasions that, you know, there's two types of people. Those are the people of character and the people that are characters. TC is definitely one of those people that is of character. You know, the man is, like I said, he's a role model for us all and somebody for us to look up to, and also somebody that's willing to not only be to teach and help us all grow, but he's also one of those people that's out there to try to teach us and move us forward in a positive direction and lead us down the road less traveled. And that road less traveled is to success and betterment. I mean, I can go into TC's contributions and some of his successes, but that would be too long to list here. You know, TC is a retired Air Force, I believe it's Master Chief, E9, which is the highest rank that you get in the enlisted. He's also a retired New Jersey corrections officer, and now he's presently back in the law enforcement arena as a ship supervisor, and he's supervising a facility with over 900 individuals. Again, TC is an incredible individual, and I'm honored to know him and be associated with him because he's just, the man is just awesome. But with that said, I'd like to go ahead and bring TC on. TC, are you there?
My brother, how are you?
I'm fine, sir, and how are you? Ready for this 4th
fine,
of July weekend?
Yeah, it's hot now. I just got off the road of doing 400 miles this morning, my partner and I. Thanks for all the compliments, man, and thanks for welcoming me to your show. Much luck to you and the rest of your staff for the show that you're doing, not just with me, but the show that you do each week. Thank you, Z, for having me on.
No problem. Thank you for being on. I've been looking forward to this for a while. I've actually talked to TC a couple of times about trying to get him on the show, but the man is so in demand that, you know, that's hard to do. Plus, you know, of course, trying to maintain everything else, family, work, household, you know, and that riding schedule of his. Anyway, TC,
yes,
you were the president. You were the president of the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers for a number of years. How long?
I was the founder and president of the New Jersey chapter of the Buffalo Soldiers for 6 years. And then when I became the national president of the National Association of Buffalo Soldiers and Troopers Motorcycle Club, I was their national president for 4 years.
Outstanding. And while you were with the organization and with the organization as the national president, about how many presentations did you do? Just about. I know, I've averaged.
Yeah, we average up to this point over 400 presentations. That's not including many of the speaking engagements that I had at the annual events of many of the chapters, but just outside of the organization, doing presentations in schools and churches and youth organizations and retirement homes and veterans homes, that's numbered over 400 so far.
That's outstanding. You also did a lot of, I know that, you know, there's a lot of problems with different outside organizations, sometimes the one percenters or sometimes some of the clubs that have and some that don't have the most, positive out, not that they're not necessarily positive clubs, but don't necessarily, they're not perceived by the world as being very positive. And I know that you actually did a lot of mentoring with them and also fellowshipping and worked out a bunch of agreements. Is that correct?
Well, we did. What we try to do is to find some common ground. We're not always going to come together on every issue. But if we can just find that common ground where we can all sit down to a table and at least try to understand each person's or each group's perspective. Biking is a society within itself, and if you really don't know about the full facet of biking, you can get yourself into trouble. Just recently, some members of our organization traveling out to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and to Arizona were approached by one of the one percenter groups. So you have to be careful. You never know when they're going to roll up on you, but if you understand what they're about and have a better understanding of their perspective, then oftentimes it will keep you out of trouble.
Yes, sir, because I know that as a whole, you were a definite hard-charging Buffalo Soldier, and like I said, key in growing the organization and getting them the respect, notoriety, not only by, you know, the people that don't ride, but also by a lot of these other clubs, and making it so that a lot of the people that wear Buffalo Soldiers colors and will be wearing United States Black Cavalry family colors, you know, will be able to ride and not run into those unnecessary problems.
Yeah, well,
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was saying part of the problem, Z, is though many of those organizations are outside of the general riding population, which makes up about 98% of bikers. We, the Buffalo Soldiers, try to instill in them that we're not claiming any territory whatsoever. All we're trying to do, or at least all we were trying to do at the time that I was president, and I think they're still trying to do this, is just educate the general public about our history. And once we were able to get that across to many of these so-called 1%, one percenters, then there wasn't a real big problem with them. It's all about understanding.
Understand. And I know that when you were the president, you did a lot of miles, and I mean rode into all over the country a few times, not only by yourself, but also with Jan, with Divas for a Cure and representing the Buffalo Soldiers. And about how many miles did you put in of your own time? I mean, your own bike, your own time, and in a lot of ways, your own money.
I was averaging just a little under 33,000 miles a year on the bike for the 4 years that I was president, years that I was national president. I was able to do it then because I had just retired from the Department of Corrections when I became national president. So I had time, and I didn't want to go back to work right away, so I wanted to make a point of getting to as many chapters as we could and to to get our colors out there and the word out there to many of our brothers and sisters that we were a worthy organization. We were an organization that was worth taking a look at if you were thinking about being a part of a bike organization, that the Buffalo Soldiers should be the direction you should look in. And I think during that time with all the activity that we had and all the other organizations that we worked hand in hand with, I think we persuaded quite a few chapters to come on board. I believe by the end of my 4 years, we had brought on close to 45 new chapters.
That is amazing growth.
Really did grow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like I said earlier, Mr. Costley, or TC, was very instrumental in growing the Buffalo Soldiers to what it is today, and also getting them a lot of recognition throughout the nation and throughout the world, because of him and other fine people, you know, that are members of the club and part of the organization, because there are a lot of very good people in the club. As TC has said on many occasions, the club has grown, and it's grown exponentially, and his leadership has been one of the keys. That same leadership will be put into the United States Black Cavalry family. If we have anybody that would like to call in, or if we have any callers, the number is 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. If you do have any questions, please keep the call brief so that TC can answer it, and we can try to get everything taken care of through the call and get as many callers as possible. Again, if we have any callers. Thank you very much. TC, back to the how you say, with everything, it's a story. You know, and again, you were instrumental in growing the Buffalo Soldiers to what it is today, and that is still a very strong and viable organization. You know, the leadership that's in place is doing the job they need to do. I don't know if they can stand up to a TC Costley, you know, and especially with co-counsel, and your co-counsel is Jan or Sonny. You know, that's a pretty strong and awesome team to deal with. But now that you're no longer with the Buffalo Soldiers and you're doing your own thing, could you tell us a little bit about the United States Black Cavalry family?
I certainly will. And let me say this, Z, my heart will always be with the I have no hard line criticism of the organization as a whole. If I did, my wife wouldn't still be a member of the organization. We still have a lot of good people in there, and a lot of good people out there are trying to put things in the community, and I applaud them for that. But I'm no longer in the organization, and I'm going in a different but still in a direction in which I will be trying to help and assist those in our communities that are more fortunate than we are. So I created the United States Black Cavalry family, and our mission will be to provide physical hands-on aid and assistance to community and to other organizations in our community that are trying to help those that are of less fortunate means. Organization where riding will still be a part of it, but you do not have to be a biker to join this organization. You just have to have a big heart to get out in the community with me and try to help those in our community that are in need. We'll be putting special emphasis on many of our veterans, those like you and I who served in the military but are having hardships. So we're going to assist them as much as we can and their families that are in need, that need assistance, that need come in and just to help them around their homes, to help their husbands or wives that may have been hurt during their tour of duty in Afghanistan or Iraq. So it's going to be a different ball game in a way, but service will still be of what Jan and I are planning for the United States of Black Calvary.
Yes, sir. And I would recommend to all the listeners and any other people that they think may be interested into actually going to the Black Calvary family Black Calvary family's website and look on there. Also, ladies and gentlemen, TC's story is actually on the website. And as actually another member of the actual Buffalo Soldiers said to me in a few emails in the last few months, we all need to get out there and we need to get educated. And the person that said that to me was Dream. Dream is actually the founder of the National Buffalo Soldiers Motorcycle Organization. And I think that if more of us would get out there and actually get ourselves educated, and again, educated in some of the things that have happened in the past, and educated so that we can move forward for the future, we'll be able to see things clearer and not make a jump or snap judgment as to what's going on. You know, I've talked to several members, and they've, you know, talked to me about TC, and I've found that a lot of them are misinformed, you know, and they haven't taken the step to either contact TC or Jan, you know, to hear their story. They've just kind of gone through the rumor mill. And I can tell you now, I have the utmost respect for TC and for Jan. And again, as Dream said, we have to get ourselves educated. And one of the things that you can do to educate yourself, if you're interested in the United States Black Calvary family, is to go onto the website and read the information that's there. You know, there's nothing done in the shadows. Everything is out there. Everything is there for you to read, for you to grasp that information. All of those that were in contact with TC prior to this event, TC's phone numbers and all of that are still the same, and he hears from many of you, and he, you know, is honored to still be amongst you as he rides on a regular basis. But again, let's educate ourselves. Let's move forward. Let's move. Keep that positive vibe, that positive note. With that said, TC, you and Jan are, of course, running this organization and trying to make it grow. How many chapters do you have so far?
Let me clarify one thing. We do not use the terminology chapters in our organization. We are a family, and we want it to be known as a family. So far in the short period of time that announcement of the new organization, we have four families. There seems to be some misunderstanding as to who can be and who can't be a part of a family. So let me clarify this if I could right now. A family in our organization.
Hold on. Do you see there's a background noise in there? Like a bee.
I can hear a bee in the background.
I don't know what that is. Like we're watching the Green Hornet, the old one. Gentlemen, I think we temporarily lost TC. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty. We should have him back on the line in a few minutes. But again, what TC was saying, and if we get him back in time, well, I'll let him finish it himself, is that, one, I want to correct myself. I said chapters, and it is families. Each particular area has a family, and that family has a president and a vice president, or in some cases, just at this particular point, maybe a president. And again, this is not a motorcycle club per se. This is more of a riding club or organization. And the emphasis is, like TC said, to provide services to help to educate the community and also to try to do good and to help our veterans and those in need. Also to give people more of an understanding of the roles that African Americans have played throughout history in the military. And the emphasis, of course, has to do with the 9th and 10th Cavalry, which were one of the first actual cavalries with blacks in it that was sanctioned by the government into the United States Army. But it was a segregated military entity, and they did a whole lot of good. But a lot of that history throughout the years has been lost. And people like TC, people like the Buffalo Soldiers are trying to bring that history back and share that rich foundation that has been basically kind of wiped off the face of the earth, but yet is actually part of a history that can't change. So, you know, we do what we can, we do the best that we can. But like I said, TC is another one of those forces pushing forward to help us to grow. And with that said, TC, are you back?
I'm back on the line now. I don't know what happened, but I'm back.
All right, sir. Go ahead. Could you complete your thought? You are much more of an auditor, I mean an orator than I am, and you'll say it a whole lot more eloquently.
Not in the least. I was just saying that there seems to be a misunderstanding who can and cannot be a part of our organization as a family. Anyone can join our family, whether you are a biker or not. You can be a foot soldier, you can be a supporter, or you can be a rider. What I think where the misunderstanding comes in is before we can declare you as a full family, then you have to have at least three couples in your family, which means three, either boyfriend or girlfriend, wife, two people committed to each other, because we are stressing the idea of family, and we want you to surround yourself with people that you know have the same likenesses and the same philosophy on life and the same ideas of service. So anyone can join a family. Anyone can start a family. There is no distances between families, only separated by neighborhood. So if there's 10 people in your neighborhood that you want to form as a family, then the next neighborhood over, they could start a family also. We're not about taking away from anyone. We want to share things. And the more people we have involved, the more sharing that we can do. But we want you to bring on people that are not going to be controversial to your ideas and your philosophies. Because the more people that you have that are alike, then the more effective you're going to be in what you decide to do for your community.
Outstanding. Hey, TC, I was looking at the colors for the United States Black Cavalry family. How did you, first off, those colors are sharp.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I gave that a lot of thought. That was basically my own design, and I wanted people to be able to look at that and immediately know that we were a part of not just American, of sharing out. Every war in this country, and oftentimes people forget that we were fighting for our country when we were as anything other than property in this country. We have always excelled and tried to show America that we're willing to die for a country that didn't even believe in us. So I don't want people to forget that. I want people to look at our colors and say, well, blacks really did play a role in American history.
Wow, that's very powerful, and that's definitely something that our youth need to hear, because nowadays it seems like it's not that our children aren't smarter, but sometimes they lack that substance in the sense of having a good understanding of that history is what has created your presence. Those that have gone and suffered before you are the ones that have opened the door, and I mean, we even hear that side of some of the older generation, you know. Nobody ever did
absolutely
anything for me. Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you. That's a very positive thing. Well, and ladies and gentlemen, we also learned something that I don't think TC realizes he disclosed to us today. TC is an artist.
No, I'm not an artist, but my sister was an artist, and my son, who second son, who lives in Texas, is a wonderful artist. As a matter of fact, I display one of his pictures whenever we go out and do our presentation. I have the ideas. I know what I want, and Jan and I worked hard to get it detailed to the point that we wanted it to be. We had quite a while getting the right person to get it exactly like I want, but I think they did a pretty good representation of it, and we're going to move forward with it.
Yes, yes, it's a very, very nice patch, very nice, and it's not just one patch.
Well, it tells a
gentlemen.
Story within itself, and that's the one thing. You can look at it and immediately know that there's a story behind it. You don't have to guess, I wonder what that is, I wonder what that means. You can look at that, and it just jumps out at you that blacks played a role in America's military. So,
yes,
that's what we wanted to do.
Yes, sir. You know, as sad as it may be, I only recently in the last year or so found out that my grandfather was a Buffalo Soldier, but he was a Buffalo Soldier in the 92nd Cavalry. And
Yes.
You know, that's another part of history.
The 92nd came into being after the 9th and 10th combined.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But that was powerful how they, to honor the original Buffalo Soldiers of the 9th and 10th, they also wore, you know, a green circular patch with a black buffalo on it, you know, to show that representative. They were also organizations that actually saw combat in that World War. Again, it was very impressive, and they did the job, no question. They also helped to earn more respect for the African-American soldier or military man, you know, throughout the world by their contribution. Wow.
We should be very proud of that. And I think one of our proudest moments was a couple of years ago when the Hampton Roads president and some of his members invited me to go to the Pentagon with them, and we were able to give a briefing to members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff about the Buffalo Soldiers and to let them know that the sports were more than just a motorcycle club, that we were something special, still working in the community. And we received some wonderful words and compliments from the generals on the Joint Chiefs of Staff while being there. It was a wonderful experience. I know you're getting close to running out of time, so I didn't get an opportunity to just explain to the people what our pledge will be as Black Calvary. There's a wonderful poem that was written by Maya Angelou, and it's called The Black Family Pledge. And a portion of that poem is what we use as our pledge. And it simply says, is therefore we pledge to bind ourselves to one another, to embrace our lowliest, to keep company with our loneliest, to educate our illiterate, to feed our starving, to clothe our ragged, to do all good things, knowing that we are more than keepers of our brothers and sisters. We are our brothers and sisters. And that's the motto and the pledge that we will follow as members of the U.S. Black Calvary family.
Outstanding. Well, with that said, TC, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to go out and if you don't get the website from TC, to go ahead and Google the United States Black Calvary family and learn more about it. Also, what we're going to do is we're going to go off the air shortly, and I want to kind of run it to the end. But those of you that get to listen to the show now and come back to the show, we're actually going to stay on for another probably maybe about 10 minutes and just talk to TC. So I guess you can call this the bonus part of the show, even though we're going to go off the line in probably a second. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Zurian Show. And for those that stay on or that call in and listen to the show, you'll get that extra bonus piece. TC, I want to thank you and Jan for everything you've done and say that, you know, we love you. And we appreciate
Same here,
you doing
and
a great
thanks for having us on the show. I appreciate it. I hope in the near future you can have Jan on to explain her foundation and what she does for the community.
Hoorah. And with that said, that's outstanding. All right. right about now, our show should have closed. However, we're going to continue with the bonus part. TC, is there anything
else? Yes, sir, my brother.
Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about the new organization, your plans for the administration? How do you see the growth? And I'm sorry, I don't mean to just come at you with a whole bunch of stuff.
I would like people to know, Z, that we are not a motorcycle club, and I don't want anyone to get that impression. We are an organization, a community action organization, who simply has some people in it that love to ride like I do. But you do have to be a rider to join the organization.
Right, right. I've actually talked to a couple of people, and they had brought that up, and I had told them, I said, well, you know, you can be a foot soldier if you don't ride. And the premise of the club is community service and trying to deal with people of like minds. Because as you know yourself, sometimes the hierarchies in different organizations can kind of get a little bit out of control. You know, people start believing their own press, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
Oh, we lost you. I didn't hear what you said.
That's what we're here. We're looking for people of famed character that just want to do good for the community. Mature people that know what's in their hearts and know how to follow what's in their hearts.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, like I was saying earlier, you know, I've talked to a lot of people, and the problem, and some of these people are very educated people, and the things that come out of them, I'm like, huh, what? What are you talking about? Did you read this, and this? And I said, you know, I told somebody recently, actually at an event that we both attended, which was up in Maple Shade, New Jersey, recently. You, I,
yeah.
Jan, Danielle, you know, we all were up there. And, you know, I was talking with this one brother, and it's just kind of funny because I talked to a person just like a week or two before, and it was almost the same conversation. And I was like, Guy, you know, you've got to find the information. You just can't operate on fear. You've got to step out and be you. You know,
you can't
let anybody put you in a box, I said, because then you become institutionalized in a very bad way. But it was an interesting conversation, and we ended up sitting down actually after the dance. I actually ended up sitting down and talking with this individual and a couple of other people for actually an hour and a half.
No kidding.
Yeah, an hour and a half we spent in the parking lot sitting next to motorcycles talking just about, you know, different things. And you know, I was explaining to them, I said, you guys, you can't operate on fear. I said, you know, a lot of the organizations that we participate in, even the military, except there's a little bit of once you signed up, you're in for that time.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a volunteer. I said, if you don't agree, you should be able to ask a question. And I said, you should also be able to disagree agreeably. I said, and, you know, some of you guys, I mean, you know, as my mother-in-law would say, Patty, and she's been riding for about 50 years herself. She's a butterfly, her and Eagle, I know you know that everybody knows them. They're like you. They're all over the country at any given time. She was saying that, you know, she was riding long before she knew what a club was. And it's the bad thing is that it could be so positive and we could accomplish so much together. And we do accomplish a lot together, but we could do so much more if we could, as you said, be of like mind and agree to disagree agreeably.
And sometimes you have to do that. We all have different. One of the things that I disagreed with in the soldiers was a motto that they use of one club, one patch, one mindset. I love the idea of one club, one patch. but I don't like the idea of one mindset. I think when we all have the same mindset, then we stagnate. So
yes.
I look for people to have a different mindset than mine. That's why you surround yourself when you are put in a position as president or national president or chairman of the committee or whatever. You want to surround yourself with people that have ideas other than yours, so that you can be open-minded enough to say, hey, maybe that idea will work better. You know, you just can't say, okay, let's all sit here and think like have the same idea. Then there's no sense in having a committee. You only need one person. If that's all you're going to do, is everybody going to have the same idea. You got to be mature enough to sit down and discuss each idea, and then the person that is the president or the committee chairman or whatever has to say then, okay, I think of all the ideas we have on this, and this is the one that we should carry. You and I served all these years in the military. Our job is to give officers as much information as we could so that they could make a good decision. Whether that information was good or bad, sometimes we even had to play devil's advocate because we wanted that officer to see every side of the situation before he made a decision. And then when he went to the colonel or to the general, then he had a good understanding of what could happen if he went on either side of the line.
Yes.
You know, and the same holds true when you have a committee or whether you are the president. You have to be willing of a mindset to say, I will listen to everyone's opinion and analyze those opinions and then decide which will work best for the majority of the members in the organization.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're very right.
We
like
just
you said,
use
I was,
our own opinion sometimes and go forward with that, and that's wrong.
You're right, because I know that on many occasions, you know, I was an E7, and then I made warrant. I ended up retiring as a chief warrant officer. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I said, you know, when I was a private, I used to say, okay, as soon as the PFC knows. Then when I was a PFC, Lance Corporal, Sergeant, Staff Sergeant, Gunny,
yeah.
I said, then I went to some of the other meetings, you know, once I became an officer, I went to some of those meetings and I was like, wow, you know what I mean? It's not that the officers aren't doing their job or doing a great job, but they weren't on the ground. You know, they didn't really know what was going on because of the fact that, you know, a lot of times they were in another plane, you know, and they weren't, you know, it's just like supervisors. You know, when you're working, you don't understand why is the supervisor doing this. But then once you become a supervisor, you realize, oh, this is in place, or that's in place, or, you know, and a lot of times they're your advocates. So the officers were definitely critical and definitely needed. But, you know, my enlisted and my staff NCOs, they were the backbone, you know, because they were on the ground. And
they remain to this day the backbone of the military. And that's why, you know, when we get the fresh lieutenants in, the first thing they want to do is turn them over. We laugh at them, but the first thing that the general or the colonel wants to do is put them in the hands of a good NCO.
Yes, sir.
Because he has all that knowledge from the academy or from whatever college he went to, but he doesn't have that basic knowledge that we have from coming up through the ranks. And he needs that in order to command his people.
You're right. I mean,
and
I wasn't
so
an E9. Yes, sir. I mean, I wasn't an E9, but once I became a chief warrant officer, once I was a gunny, I got a lot of respect. And I got respect all the way through, but, I mean, a lot more respect and a lot more was expected of me. And once I became a warrant officer, you know, it was kind of like I actually had colonels coming to me and saying, well, Gunner, what do you think? And I'd be like, sir, I'm sure you had the same thing. You know, well, Master Chief, what do you think? And there's other people that outrank you, and you're trying to kind of stay in your place, but you know what needs to happen. And it's definitely an interesting interesting variable. And like I said, you being in the military for all that time and then working for corrections and, you know, the job that you do now, you've actually functioned as a leader a lot, you know, and have a lot of experience. And a lot of people don't understand it's a gift, but sometimes it's a curse because a lot of us are also married. And then every now and then that military mindset kind of slides.
It does. It does. But you know, that instinct for survival always kicks in. And people are asked, TC, how can you get up and just speak in front of people? It's because you do that the whole time you're in the military.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you learn that you don't have that fear of speaking in front of people because you're taught that in the military. So I'm proud of what I learned in the military because I can carry that over to so many things that I do today. I'm not talking about the real strict part of the military.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just talking about learning how to deal with your subordinates and how to get people to do what you want them to do without putting them down, without making them, or without belittling them, but just making them understand that there's a need for you to do what it is I'm instructing you to do. And when
yes,
you get to know the big picture, you'll see where you fit in.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand it. I've had a whole bunch of different mentors in my life. Actually, you're actually one of them, directly or indirectly. And, you know, I've learned more and more that it's not about the destination. It's about the journey.
Absolutely.
And it's been interesting. Well, anyway, TC, I know that we're running right up on our extra time. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. I wish you and Jan a nice holiday. Danielle's waving hello.
Give her my love, please, and the same to you guys. Unfortunately, I have to work, but Jan will probably be out on her bike somewhere.
Okay, I'm not quite sure what we're doing yet, trying to, you know, get things in order. I'm trying to get that to that point where I can ride for, you know, a year or so and not have to worry about working. But anyway,
thank you so much for having me on the program and giving me the opportunity to talk about the United States Black Cavalry family. We're looking for a lot of growth in the coming year. So if anyone is interested, please do not hesitate to go online and Google U.S. Black Cavalry family, or you can go to www.usbcf.com. For United States Black Cavalry Family.com, and you'll get all the information you need.
Hoorah. Everybody, let's please get educated and let's get out there and let's also support TC. He's definitely supported us and he's definitely put out a lot of his own time, his own money, and his own energy. And ladies and gentlemen, this is one person whose character cannot be questioned. He doesn't have to prove himself to anybody, including you. Because as he said to me, what was that? No man shall what, TC?
Control my destiny.
Hoorah. Hoorah. All right. And with that said, we're going to close. Please give Jan, Sonny, my best, and the rest of your family. And, you know, we'll try to get some more information on your son and sister-in-law's artwork. Maybe we can put them out there. Get them
okay,
some business.
My brother.
All right. You take care.
Take care. Farewell. Thank you once again.
All right. All right. Farewell.
Bye.
You know, it's funny, though. I've seen that